This is episode 71 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gilner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. I am fresh off my Extraordinary Women Connect event that was just last night and still feeling the elation of connecting with all the fabulous women who were in the room. We had an amazing panel of women CEOs in the tech space, and it was so inspiring to hear their stories of starting their companies and raising capital. I could see the sparks happening for everyone in the room. Women who were thinking about what ideas they had around growing their companies, and what if they put capital behind it? What kind of boost could that create? What else is possible? And today's Extraordinary Women guest, Monica Coughlin from the Colorado Technology Association, has her own views about what else is possible with technology. Monica loves how technology enables connection, makes the world a better place, and allows us to connect to so many more people in the world. Just think about it for a moment. Who are you connected to because of technology? I know I am connected through technology to existing friends, to past friends and people that I worked with even 20 years ago, to new friends that I've only met on technology in closer ways than if it did not exist. It's pretty powerful. It's pretty incredible. And the technology that makes my entrepreneur business run, such as an affordable and accessible CRM that I use on a daily basis, gives me capabilities that I would have only dreamed about in a high-budget world of my corporate years only 10 years ago. The social media connections I have help my business grow every day. It's community, it's connection, and it's powerful that I have this sort of reach at my fingertips through technology. And our guest today envisions more of this, please. Monica Coughlin is the Chief Operating Officer for the Colorado Technology Association, the state's premier nonprofit tech organization advancing the Colorado technology industry. Prior to joining CTA, Monica was the Chief Strategy Officer for the Colorado Office of Information Technology. In her role with the state of Colorado, Monica's responsibilities included development and execution of Office of Technology's overall organizational strategy, ensuring alignment with the governor's office and agency goals. She also focused on attracting, growing, and retaining IT jobs and businesses in Colorado and supporting the Secretary of Technology in promoting Colorado as the ideal location for technology-based companies and workers. With over 15 years in the IT industry, Monica has held roles at Oracle and Sun Microsystems. She knows technology and she has a huge passion for it. Let's meet Monica Coughlin of the Colorado Technology Association. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Monica.
Thanks, Cami. I'm excited to do this with you here today.
Yes, I've been looking forward to this interview with you. You know, we both share a passion for technology and the role it can play in uplifting women. And I really want to hear your personal story. Let's start with your passion for technology. How did that develop?
Yeah, it really started at a fairly young age. In junior high, took a programming class and continued with different programming classes in high school and then subsequently in college. And I really liked the programming courses because I knew that you knew right away if it worked or not.
Right.
And if you got it right. If you ran the program and it did what you wanted it to do, it was right. It was all good. And if it didn't, then you knew you had some work to do. So I liked the kind of how black and white it was, you know, it was right or wrong. And when I got to college, I had originally started as a business major and took a computer course while I was there and decided I wanted to add computer science as a degree. So in addition to my business degree, got a computer science degree as well. And that just opened up so many opportunities for me, which was awesome. And I got different interviews and then offers after that with having that technology degree and that background. So that was really exciting.
So that was a good choice for you there, you know, to make that decision to bring in the computer science side of things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm not programming today, but I still, having that knowledge of that part of it, of the computer science piece has been so helpful in a lot of different areas of my career.
Oh, absolutely. Just to know how it works underneath, right? I mean, it's you can understand the what's happening underneath the covers, if you will, that lets you think bigger.
Yep. And it's so great to have that kind of basis of understanding, because it does, you can apply it to a lot of different areas.
So technology and women in tech in particular, why is that so important today? Why does that combination really resonate with so many women?
Yeah. You know, for me personally, what I love about technology is that it's a connector. Mm-hmm. And it connects people, it connects ideas, it brings people together. And mm-hmm. So I think for women, we have this kind of natural tendency to want to connect with others. And so I think, you know, when I look at the women in tech that I work with, it is a pretty phenomenal group of women. And so I think that appeal of technology being a connector is part of that. One of the things that was really cool when I worked at Sun Microsystems, there was this mission statement booklet that came out while I was there and talking about why do we do what we do. And the whole premise of it was to connect the world to solve the world's biggest problems. Mm-hmm. And something about that just really resonated with me and still does to this day, and is one of the things that gets me so excited about technology, is that ability that technology can connect us to other people and help us solve these, you know, huge challenges that our world is facing.
Absolutely. And so now, I mean, so you've had, just tell us a little bit about that arcway of your career. You know, you did the, you know, as you coded in college, and then you stepped into various technology companies, and now being part of Colorado Technology Association. So talk to us a little bit about that trajectory that you've gone on.
Yes. So I started with Sun Microsystems right out of college, and I was there for about 12 to 13 years. And over that time, was able to do quite a few different roles. Most of my time was in the IT space, but doing numerous different things. So starting out as doing QA testing for software, and then moving into managing technical teams and doing project management for large data center deployments, and then did business manager type roles in helping to support and run large parts of our IT organization. I did spend a couple years at Sun doing working in services and doing partner and vendor management, mm-hmm. but the majority of the time was within the IT realm. And then I ended up going to work for the state, which was not something I had thought about doing.
Right.
My boss at the time was selected as the at the time, so I was with Sun, and then we were acquired by Oracle. So then was working for Oracle, and my boss at the time there at Oracle was selected to be the CIO for the state of Colorado and the Secretary of Technology. And when she told me that she was leaving and going over there, I was like, well, that's awesome for you. It's been great working with you, and I wish you well. I just never considered going to work in state government. And a day or two later, after she told me she was taking that job, I thought about it some more, and I'm like, wow, this could be a really interesting opportunity. And maybe it's time to do something different. I'd been with Sun and, you know, eventually Oracle for quite a while. And I reached back out to her and said, hey, if something comes up over there that you think would be a good fit, let me know. And within, you know, a short time of her getting there, she reached out and said, I've got this great opportunity that I think would be an awesome fit for you. And so then ended up joining the Governor's Office of Information Technology. And it was just an incredible experience. I learned so much, and it was just so fun to meet so many new people, to learn about state government, how it works, learn the vast amount of different services that the IT team there provides state employees.
Absolutely.
So it's really cool. And so I was there for about 5 years. I did economic development work and helping to grow and attract and retain more IT jobs and businesses to Colorado. Did broadband strategy work to help develop and strengthen the strategy around broadband, getting broadband to all parts of the state of Colorado.
Oh, hallelujah. Send it my way.
I know. I mean, I learned so much about the broadband world. It's really fascinating. And that was very eye-opening to see. We sometimes take it for granted in the city about having broadband and internet service. And when I went to work at the state, you know, came to realize very quickly how many people were completely without or maybe still on dial-up and did not have sufficient broadband services that really are critical to day-to-day living now.
Right, right. And you know, in fairness, I do have broadband, but it's a slow service compared to what you can get in Denver, right? Living in the foothills of Colorado, it's the service up here is much slower than so many can get.
Oh, absolutely. No, I know. We had mapped out speeds across the state and a lot of different efforts that we did when I was at the state. I know they're still continuing those efforts today and have made a lot of progress, which is awesome. But
yeah.
I definitely understand the challenge for other parts of the state.
Sure. And so the whole trajectory of your career has been, I mean, yes, it started in the programming, but I think that's the beautiful thing about women stepping into tech is that there's, once women start in tech someplace, there's so many different trajectories that they can choose from, that they can move into, that they can evolve into, you know, depending on who they are, what their gifts are that they're bringing to the table. What was it about your career that, you know, the doors kept opening for you in such beautiful ways? What was it about you, do you think, that really helped open new pathways for yourself?
Great question. I think, you know, it's a couple things. And one is just amazing mentors and people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed with some really incredible managers over the years that have helped me to grow my skill sets and experiences, and have gone to bat for me, and have you know, helped me to progress in my career. So I think that is one of the biggest things. And so it's, you know, goes to just being really paying attention to building strong relationships with managers, with peers, with those around you, because so much opportunity, it's the old adage, right? You know, a lot of jobs and opportunities come from the people you know, not necessarily what you know. And so I think those relationships have been really key. And also, you know, for me, it's this passion to learn and to do more and to always keep broadening my skill set and wanting to take on more and learn more. And so that's been something with every job that I've taken, is looking for the opportunity to grow my skill set. And I want to add value, want to come in and add value right away, but also want that opportunity to grow myself. And so that's just something I've paid a lot of attention to in thinking about making job moves.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's funny because I started many, many years ago in an oil and gas company. And I won't even tell you because it will really date me how many years ago that was. But I started it in an oil and gas company as a receptionist when I was 18 years old. And quickly, because I was like, I need more stuff to do. I'm really bored right here. And it quickly ended up in the engineering tech, as an engineer tech in the engineering department. And, you know, I was using Lotus 1-2-3, this big, gigantic computer. And it was, you know, it was really, you know, early, but I just kept asking for more. Give me more, give me more. And what happened was, you know, so that was my stint into technology was really, you know, in those days. And I was running the oil and gas reserves, and I was, you know, learning things on computers at a very, you know, a very young age. And that is, it was that space that actually took, you know, put me through college, that, you know, I was putting myself through college in that sort of a way. And, and, you know, I chose this, you know, I went into the, you know, just not that I chose it. I actually, you know, I ended up there, right? I was ended up moving through that, and the doors kept opening for me because I worked hard and asked for more. And, you know, like you said, you build the relationships and the doors come to you. And, you know, eventually I ended up being an executive in, you know, a large company. And it was, that was the trajectory, but it's a lot of those similar kinds of things where you work hard and you, you keep growing and evolving by just by asking for more.
Absolutely. I just, yeah, there's something fun about learning new things and continuing to have new experiences in all aspects of life. And I think that, you know, from a career perspective, that definitely, you know, I think you attract more opportunities to yourself when you have that, that passion about wanting to learn and learn more and learn new things.
Absolutely. And I was always thankful that I stepped into the space of technology from that, that place. Right. So I ended up being in software companies eventually, but it was, you know, that was, I think, I was always thankful for those choices.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said you started with oil and gas. Is that right? It was
exactly.
An oil and gas company.
Exactly.
And I think what's neat about technology is just how it's in every industry now.
Right.
It's part of everything.
Right.
And so that having that knowledge and understanding of technology, it applies to all different industries. And so it opens up a lot of different avenues. It doesn't have to be a pure tech avenue, right?
No, no. It's funny because I went from the engineering into the software company that was the software that I used in that engineering, you know, tech job, which took me into other software companies, which took me into eventually into like handheld devices, you know, so totally outside of that industry. So it was, you know, it was that it's fun to know that stepping into that kind of technology space can just open up the door to so much because it does span so many different, you know, or every area, right? I mean, it could be banking, it could be finance, it could be, you know, there's so many different directions that you can go. So you from Colorado, you ended up going to CTA. So talk to us about that.
Yes. Well, and what you were just saying was resonating to me with my role here at CTA. So with Colorado Technology Association, and we are a membership-based organization that's focused on advancing the tech industry in the state of Colorado. And when people ask, well, who are members and who's part of CTA? And really, you know, almost anyone can get value of being, you know, part of CTA or, you know, being just kind of connected in the community with CTA because tech is part of everything now.
Exactly.
And so it is part of every industry. And so when I look at the type of people that and companies that we work with, it runs the gamut, you know, from your traditional technology companies, hardware, software, IT services, to a tech team at an oil and gas company or at a financial services company. And so that makes what I do at CTA so fun is that opportunity to work with so many different types of companies and organizations that are all connected through tech.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So most women I know, and I'm sure as you, similar for you as well, is they want their work to matter. So in all of the mm-hmm. women that you encounter in your work, you know, technology is a way that we can make a difference. Do you feel yeah. like technology is calling to you?
Yeah. You know, I love technology. I'm super passionate about it. And technology itself is maybe not the calling for me, but I think it's what technology enables us to do.
Yeah, I like
that.
That
is a calling
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. So talk to us about that.
Yeah. So, tech gadgets are cool and the technology itself is really cool, but it's more about what technology allows us to do. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to what I was talking about earlier about being this connector.
Exactly.
And so I love that technology has allowed us to better connect with people across the world. It's allowed us to make processes and companies and individuals more efficient. And so it helps us to do things quicker and smarter and be able to take on more. And that part about technology gets me really excited. And I when I think about, yeah, what technology enables us to do, that's what gets me really excited about what I do for a living.
Absolutely.
And thinking about how technology can help make the world, you know, it sounds so cliche, but help make the world a better place.
Well, you know, what I love about this even is I'm thinking about my own, you know, so I have a very small business, right? I have, I'm basically a solopreneur with some partnerships that I can pull in for different, you know, different things to help support me, some team members that can help support me. But when I think about the technology that I leverage even in my own business, so I leverage technology from the perspective of how I communicate with my clients and the people in my circles and my communities. I use technology in scheduling social media and creating social media and tracking my results. And the tools that I have as an entrepreneur, you know, when I think back to being a VP of marketing where we were building complex CRMs and we were, you know, creating these tools that were very complicated at an enterprise level, but I can accomplish some of that even in my small business today. In fact, I can probably accomplish more today than I could, you know, 15 years ago and that big enterprise space using the technology of that time. And it's what enables me to connect to people in, you know, around the world, to share my message, to be in community with different people, different groups of people. It's so powerful what technology can provide across the scale of, you know, large businesses, enterprise level businesses, to the very smallest businesses.
Absolutely. And as you're talking about, you know, helps free up time to be able to focus on
exactly.
things that are really core to what your business does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's pretty cool as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's the legacy you hope to leave in the space of technology and, you know, where you're going for the future?
Yeah. You know, I've definitely found, you know, starting with the work that I did at the state and now the work that I'm doing with CTA, I found for me that doing work that not only may, you know, provide some type of dollar value to a company or organization, that's great, but I really want something that's going to help make a difference
mm-hmm.
In my community or, you know, even broader than that. And so that's something that I found is really important to me. And as I, you know, move through my career, that's something I'm really paying attention to, is taking on challenges and opportunities that are going to allow me to do something, you know, bigger than me, to be able to do something that's going to better the community that I'm part of.
Right.
And so that's part of when I think about that legacy, is being part of organizations that are doing that. And then I also think about it from you know, a legacy that I want to leave through the people that I interact with and that I meet and I work with. And that could be, you know, people that I work directly with, people that I connect with in the community. But I want to be able to really help others thrive and you know, reach their full potential, and, you know, hope that part of what I'm doing can continue on through them. And then that's something that they want to pay forward to others. And so I love the opportunity to meet with different individuals that are, I've taken a lot of different meetings over the, you know, over my career with people that are maybe looking at similar career paths as me, or looking at certain industries or things that I've been a part of, and want to get some, you know, just input and advice on that. And I love being able to do that. And so I'm, you know, always looking to be able to give back in that way as well.
And lift a hand up. I mean, that's so important, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've been blessed with so many people that have helped me and continue to help me. And so I want to be able to do that for others as well.
Absolutely. So is there, and this is totally, I'm just throwing this out of left field at you, but if there was one thing you could say to the world in the realm of technology, you know, this memorable quote that you'd want people to know you for, what would it be?
Oh man, that's a good question. One memorable quote in the realm of technology. Well, where my mind goes, and this is not going to be super eloquent.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine.
But where my mind goes is, you know, to leverage technology for good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to leverage technology to make our world a better place. And I know so much of what I'm saying maybe seems so altruistic, but you know, it's unfortunate there's a lot of people out there using technology for maybe not so good.
Right.
So good reasons. And so,
no, and I think those are fabulous. I really do. I think, and I don't see anything altruistic about it, right? It's like, I think that is each of us stepping up in the spaces that we're in and being, you know, being passionate, being visionary about what can happen with that. So I think that's powerful.
Yeah. I mean, the opportunity is endless with, you know, what we can do with technology. And so I just hope people, channel that energy with technology towards good.
Absolutely. That's awesome. That's totally awesome. So I am sure over the course of your career, there's been times where, you know, you've had periods of self-doubt or fear or uncertainty show up for you. And, you know, sometimes it just takes that 20 seconds of insane courage to step through those emotions and take the risk and step out onto that edge of our comfort zone. Can you share a time in your career where you just felt those uncertainties, that self-doubt saying, oh, you can't do this or you shouldn't do this, but you stepped into it anyway?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely been some times with my current role here at Colorado Technology Association where I felt that. And as I spoke about earlier, I always look for opportunities where I'm going to grow my skill set.
Right.
And try something new. And so, there were a lot of, aspects of my role at CTA that were new to me. Some things that, you know, I already knew and very familiar with CTA and been a longtime partner and a member of the organization, but there were a lot of new skills that I was, you know, going to be, learning and leveraging to, be successful in this role. And that's why I took part of the reason why I took the job was to be able to grow and expand that skill set. And so things like, sales and, marketing and, there were just certain pieces. I did not work for a membership based organization. So there were just a lot of new aspects to this job. And so there were definitely times where, you know, I was looking at like, what do I know about, you know, X, Y, Z, you know, and I'm like, I've not done this before. But that, you know, it took some time to learn some of the new skills and that type of thing. But now I look at all that I've learned. I've been here for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And I see the impact that we're having and see what, myself and then the team together, what we've all accomplished. And it feels really good. And, for so much of my career, things just came really naturally to me. And there wasn't, I was always taking on new skills and new challenges, but this is one of the largest. To go through that is, it was challenging at times for sure. And just like you're saying, that self-doubt, like, do I know how to do this? Can I figure this out?
Right.
It creates a lot, it can create a lot of stress and anxiety, but then coming out on the other side and learning those skills and getting, accomplishing things, at the job here, it feels, even more rewarding, I think, right, than other, jobs that I've taken where it came really, easily and was able to figure things out really quickly, to be able to take on something new and challenging that, I knew it was going to be a challenge, and then to, accomplish some great things with that. It feels awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, you even took an acting CEO role for some time.
Yeah.
Then, right?
Yes.
How was that?
Yes, it was, what was probably most challenging about that. So it was for a few months where I was doing the interim CEO role, as well as my current role, which is
so doing both jobs.
Officer. So doing two jobs at once. No problem. So that was definitely a challenging few months. One, just because of the pure workload
right.
of that. Also,
so you were doing the COO role and the CEO role.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. And so just one, the pure workload, and then also to continue to motivate the team during a time of change mm-hmm. and transition mm-hmm. and to keep the group moving forward and making sure that we were, hitting those key milestones and things that we needed to be accomplishing. And so that was, during that time, it was like this just high stress from just so much to do.
Sure. And then you have the annual event right in the middle of it all, right?
Yes. We had our Women in Tech conference in June. And so no problem. But, one of the things that I did during that time, because I was just realizing that, it was like I felt like I didn't have a chance to just even take 5 minutes to get organized, right? There was so much coming at me. And I realized I absolutely need to take that 5 minutes and more to
right.
get organized and to get focused about what are the really top key priorities that need to be focused on. And so I actually worked with a mindful leadership coach and did a mindful leadership program. And that was so powerful and helpful in just pulling myself to be more present
yes.
where I was, because my head was going with, okay, I need to be doing this and I need to be doing this. And so to think about what I was doing right at the moment was challenging. And so I took the time to invest in that for myself, and it really helped. And I can't encourage people enough to take time for themselves
yes.
and to take a step back when things are getting so hectic and chaotic. And those seem like the times when you can't take a step back, but that's the time that you need to take a step back and breathe more than any time.
The most important time of all, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm curious if your coach was a person that we both know.
It may be.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, I think it is. So I think, and she's fantastic. She's actually done some work with me as well. So she was my client originally, but then she's done some work with me as well. So I totally love the work that she does.
Oh, that's awesome. Am I able to share her name? Or
yeah, please do.
Rita, is that
yes,
your?
Yes, it was. It was Rita Davis, yep. Right?
Yes.
So hi, kudos to Rita Davis because she's really good at it. And, you know, it's funny because mindfulness is, when she started working with me as she was my client originally, and she was still in the tech space. And then the work that we did together, she ended up leaving and she started her company. And, what I love how her business has grown and what she, I watch her and she's so good at what she does. And she has worked with me in helping me find mindfulness because that is not my core strength. And I know I have to work really hard at being mindful and because I can jump right into the being, you know, doing. And, you know, I think that, being able to step back and say that is the most important time, as you said, to stop mm-hmm. and breathe, because then things you see things in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, part of kind of taking that moment and just being present, part of it's just kind of like, yeah, getting your mindset to be right where you are right now, and then taking that time to just collect your thoughts and organize and prioritize and think about what's truly important. What are those really high, values in, mm-hmm. you know, in our life, and mm-hmm. how do we better align our time to match that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what's been your biggest aha moment that you've had at CTA so far?
Yeah. You know, I think, there have been a lot, but most of it ties back to people in the community. And so one was just with our Women in Tech events mm-hmm. that we've done. So we have an annual Women in Technology conference that we put on. And then we also have a Women in Tech Colorado Council where we pull together the heads of corporate women's networks to share best practices and that type of thing, mm-hmm. that challenges they're facing. And what has been so cool to see through those different efforts is the level of engagement of the women in tech. It's something special, and it's different.
Agree.
It's hard to like put my finger on it, but when we pull women together for the conference, for these WITCO meetings, there is like everyone's participating, mm-hmm. and people seem very present and wanting to help each other and connect with each other. And so that's been one of the coolest things to see. And I'm trying to figure out what that special sauce is that makes that just this truly like really high level of engagement that I don't see other places.
Right.
And so that's been a cool thing to get to see more of firsthand at CTA. And then just this tech community and the way that people want to help and be part of something bigger. Mm-hmm. And how many people are looking for that.
Right.
And that's neat to see. And I think that's not just unique to the tech community here, but I think that's a Colorado trait.
I think it could be a Colorado trait. It's interesting. There's several women's groups that I circle in, Women of Denver, the Dames, my own tribe, the Extraordinary Women Connect, all these different groups. And I think what I'm discovering right now, women are just really being called to come together and raise each other up. And I love what's happening from the perspective of it's the competitive nature of it has shifted so significantly in the circles that I'm in. I love that you're seeing that in women in tech as well, because in the circles of Colorado Technology Association, because, you know, I think back to you know, the old days of technology, right? The old days of the corporate world. And it wasn't always women coming together in community. And for some reason, I think there's a huge shift maybe across many different industries, across many different groups. And maybe it is in Colorado, and hopefully it's beyond Colorado. But I think there's something that's calling us to come together and to raise each other up.
I agree. There is. There does seem to be a little, there seems to have been a shift over the years, right?
Right.
That, and it's even more
it's
so,
shift.
Which is really cool.
A great shift. Right. I love it. I totally love it. So whose shoulders do you stand on to be able to see above all the craziness?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that I rely on to help me through all the busyness and just day to day craziness that I encounter, and you know, definitely family and friends that you know can kind of go to about anything. So that's for sure. But I look at the team here at CTA, uh-huh. and I get a lot of energy from them.
Nice.
We're a small team. Uh-huh. We're a small group of people, but small but mighty, I always like to say. And I get a lot of energy from the team that I work with. And so that makes it awesome and fun to come into work each day. And then also I have some incredible mentors, in my life that, are, yeah, really important that have, just always been there for me. One, Kristen Russell, who you may know, I worked for her at Sun and at Oracle and at the state. Mm-hmm. And she's just provided me with such, great words of wisdom and examples of just her leadership style has been a great guidepost for me throughout my career, and someone that I still, you know, call on today to help when I'm, you know, facing a challenge, if it's work, if it's with a board that I'm on, with it, you know, whatever it may be. And so it's great to have people like that that have helped support me in different ways throughout my career.
Right. Awesome. 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 So our final question today is, what three pearls of wisdom can you leave with our audience?
Yeah, good question. No pressure. Three big pearls
right.
of wisdom.
No.
you know, I think, so some of the things that as I've been talking with you here today, that kind of themes, one is, you know, be open to new opportunities, wherever they may come from. And
right.
And that a lot of that stems from, you know, building strong relationships. And so I think being open to, you know, if your career takes you from, as mine did, you know, private sector to public sector to nonprofit, you know, just be open to what different opportunities are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think also, again, just something we've talked about a few times here is to just always pay attention where and how you can help others along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, get so much more out of helping others than probably the individuals do. And it's just such a great feeling to be able to help others and see them really thrive and you know, grow in their careers. And so I think looking for those, just always being paying attention to where you can help
right.
others.
Absolutely. Raising that firm.
Yeah. And this kind of goes hand in hand with that, but being a connector, you know, look for those opportunities to be connector
one.
For others.
Yes.
That's something I found in my career that I just really enjoy, is when I can, you know, be a connector of people or ideas. That is just really fun and cool to see how bringing together others, what you can accomplish.
Absolutely. I love that one. I share that passion as well. So, you know, connecting great women to great women or whomever needs to know one another. It's so much fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Well, it has been so much fun to have this conversation, Monica. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your time and sharing of stories and all your great wisdom you brought to the table today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Cami. This was really fun. And I think this is really great what you're doing with Extraordinary Women Radio. And excited to listen to more of the stories as you continue to collect them.
Oh, thank you. Well, I sure enjoy doing it. So it's my passion project for sure. So thank you so much. And I hope to see you soon.
Great. Same here.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you thinking about making the next bold move in your life? I invite you to take the Your Next Bold Move quiz at CamiGellner.com to find out how you can jumpstart a passionate and meaningful next chapter. You may also enjoy my book, Fire Dancer, Your Spiral Journey to a Life of Passion and Purpose, which is available on Amazon. In Fire Dancer, you will become intimately connected to your heart's calling and build the courage and resiliency to ignite your what's next. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter, and the links are available on my website. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.